Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
This is WBUR's All Things Considered. I'm Lisa Mullins. It's going to be weeks before Columbia Gas customers affected by last Thursday's explosions in Lawrence, Andover, and North Andover will have their natural gas service restored. Today, the company announced it's going to replace 48 miles of gas pipelines before they turn the gas back on. Lawrence Mayor Dan Rivera says the crisis will affect people's bottom line in countless ways.
This isn't a gas problem, and this isn't an electricity problem or an infrastructure problem. That this, what we have, is actually a human problem.
WBUR's Callum Borchers just returned from the Merrimack Valley and joins us in the studio with the latest. He says it's a human problem, Dan Rivera, the Lawrence mayor. Callum, that it's way beyond an inconvenience. Tell us in what ways.
Yeah, so I was with the mayor when he said that this afternoon, and what he's talking about is that sort of cost of things like having school canceled again today in Lawrence, or people not being able to go to work because of that, because they need to make other childcare arrangements for their kids. It's waiting for hours in line at a claim center just to get gift cards to pay for the little things. It's been a huge expense for people in the last couple of days.
And you saw people in line there, people young and old, some with families, presumably.
Yes. In fact, I watched one woman carry her 2-year-old in a stroller down the stairs after waiting in line for hours at the claim center. It's just really quite a sight when you see people out line out the door, offering tickets in some cases to come back with a priority to cut the line on Wednesday. That's how long it's taking, Lisa.
The company announced, as we said, it's going to replace 48 miles of gas pipeline before it turns the gas back on. Any more detail on why it's going to take so long?
Well, it's just a lot of mileage. And the governor, Charlie Baker, who met with local officials in Lawrence today, said the length of time is really going to be a hardship on folks. He didn't put an exact deadline on when it would be finished, but he did talk about how it could impact businesses. And he used a family child care center as an example.
My opinion, that's something that ultimately Columbia is going to end up paying for at the end of this process. But how is that person whose income and whose livelihood is a function of their ability to operate that center going to pay their bills and their rent and their mortgage and buy food for their family for the next however many weeks?
So what's the answer to that? How does Columbia Gas plan to compensate customers?
So it's really sort of a two-tiered system. In the short term, they're taking claims in person with folks showing up. You've got to show some proof of residence that you live in the affected area, and they're giving gift cards worth $50 per person, which people can use for whatever expenses they might have incurred. It could be hotels. It could be food. It could be diapers. I spoke with a woman named Migdi Garcia who waited with her 2-year-old daughter today, and she came out.
We were just talking about.
Yes, I watched her with the stroller, and she said that it's just been a huge expense over the last few days, far more than what she was able to get in the form of gift cards.
To be honest, close to $600 since Thursday, because we left with nothing on our hands. Like, I have two kids. I have her and I have an 8-year-old. And with nothing on your hands, like, honestly, you have to go and get your, like, at least something to get you by.
And so that's that gap between what she's able to use the gift card money for and what she hopes to eventually recover from Columbia down the line. That's that gap, that bridge that the governor was talking about. That's what he wants this fund that's going to run through the Essex Community Foundation by the end of the week. That's what it's for.
How are people like that woman coping with the displacement in the past few days and the reality this is going to be a prolonged crisis and not just for those whose homes were destroyed or damaged, pretty much for anybody who was had to leave the area?
I saw a lot of weary faces today, Lisa. Folks were really exhausted. People who were both waiting in line and then coming out on the other end, they were really, really worn down. Others were trying to really maintain the best spirits they possibly could. I thought one of the most cheerful folks I met was a man named Norman Junkus Jr. He got $200 worth of gift cards for his family today, still without gas, but, you know, he's trying to keep things in perspective.
It's a situation, but they seem to be trying to, you know, rectify it, you know, the best they can. It's just another tragedy, and, you know, it's there's a lot of people suffering down, you know, with this hurricane and stuff, so they got it a lot worse.
Helpful to put things in perspective. WBUR's Callum Borchers, thanks a lot.
Good to be with you.